Two students from Algoma joined other top young scientists from over 100 regions online for the Canada-wide Science Fair. Isla Giroux and Niyati Patel were co-finalists in the competition with projects looking to find non-toxic ways to extinguish fires. Giroux was awarded a Silver Award of Excellence for her project, Fire Cannot Brew Without O2. Both of them say they learned a lot through the process and are looking forward to next year's competition. The Rotary Club's press release on the event and links to Giroux and Patel's projects are included below. Two talented local students represented Algoma at the Canada-wide Science Fair that wrapped up last Friday. The Canada-wide Science Fair is the country's largest annual youth science event, bringing together top young scientists from over 100 regional STEM fairs in every province and territory. Hundreds of finalists from grades 7 to 12 compete for cash prizes, scholarships, and medals, one of which is on its way to Sault Ste. Marie. Isla Giroux was awarded a Silver Award of Excellence in the junior category for her project, Fire Cannot Brew Without O2, which aimed to establish a non-toxic way to extinguish a fire in challenging environments. I was feeling nervous to enter the fair because I had never done anything like this before, but I was encouraged by my family and decided just to go for it, and I am really glad I did, shared Isla. I really enjoyed Canada-wide Science Fair. They did a really good job of making it fun even though it was online. Isla represented the Algoma region with co-finalist Niyati Patel, who competed in the intermediate category with her project, Carbon Dioxide and Its Diffusing Properties, which sought to determine a fast and non-toxic way to extinguish fires that is better for the environment. I had decided to enter the Algoma Rotary Science Fair because I really enjoy doing new activities and to take up new challenges, shared Niyati. Science Fair was just a new opportunity to further explore new challenges. Both students plan to participate in future Algoma Rotary Science Fairs presented by Tenaris. Niyati is already brainstorming new ideas to pursue, and she plans to return in 2023 with a new and better project. Isla shared that she learned a lot about not only her own project, but about presenting, communication, and the process of creating something. The judges and people at Rotary were great, and my Canada-wide mentor, Kim Carter, was so amazing and supportive. Science and technology have always interested the Carter family. Kim's children participated in their high school fairs as well as in Algoma's regional fairs. In 2014, Kim became involved with judging at a regional level, and in 2015 she represented Algoma as a delegate at the Canada-wide Science Fair along with five young finalists in Fredericton, New Brunswick. This year the CWSF 2022 was held virtually from Fredericton, explained Kim. There was a virtual expo of presenters from all areas of sciences and many universities. There was a TV channel for finalists to view short videos. Classrooms across Canada toured the virtual CWSF. The agenda of the week-long virtual event had inspiring guest speakers, daily chess games, trivia challenges, treasure hunts, a talent show, and lots of virtual pins made and traded. The showcase of projects on Project Board was the main event. Science Fair Chair and Rotarian, Dr. Dante Carlasho, is expecting to have next year's fair return to an in-person event. It makes a big difference to be in person and see all the projects, have the students meet one another, and also come face-to-face with the judges to present their projects, shared Dante, who has been involved with the fair since the year he joined the Rotary Club of Sault Ste. Marie. While a date for the 2023 Algoma Rotary Science Fair presented by Tenaris will be booked in the fall, parents, students and teachers can expect the event to be held at the end of March or early April. If you have an idea already for a project next year, it is never too early to start testing and recording your findings, encouraged Dante. If you're a grade 7 to 12 science teacher, it would be amazing to have your support and get your students' science projects done in time for them to sign up for our fair. This is a great opportunity to see students be excited about what they have learned. Isla and Niyati's projects are available to view here. Isla, https://projectboard.world/esc/project/fire-cannot-brew-without-o2-armavempi-niyati, https://project/carbon-dioxide-and-its-diffusing-properties-for-100-years, The Rotary Club of Sault Ste. Marie has fostered service, leadership, and good works in our community. Founded in 1918, our mandate to support children with physical disabilities has been the heart behind the hard work of hundreds of Rotarians spanning generations. We invest in the Sault's youth through Rotary Youth Exchange, Algoma Rotary Science Fair, Rotary Sports Awards Dinner, scholarships, and local projects such as the Rotary Adventure Playground. Every year, we enjoy hosting tens of thousands of people at our community building events, including ROTARYFEST, the Sault Summer Festival. It is only because of dedicated Rotarians, tireless volunteers, and our extremely generous community that the Rotary Club of Sault Ste. Marie has had the privilege to give back millions of dollars and touch countless lives.